Good morning and welcome to St. Luke's Church. Thank you for gathering with us today to make Eucharist.
As you are able, please stand and singing hymn number 390 as found in your blue hymnal.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
you.
Let us
pray. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Ezekiel. He said to me, O mortal, stand up on your feet and I will speak with you. And when he spoke to me, a spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And I heard him speaking to me. He said to me, Mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants are impudent and stubborn. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. Whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that there has been a prophet among them. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one, I will boast, but on my own behalf, I will not boast except of my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this so that it would leave me, but he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Let us attend to the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could not do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Several years ago, a TV show pilot was aired. It was aired on one of those channels like Discovery or the Learning Channel. And unfortunately, the pilot did not lead to a series. And I tuned in to watch this when I heard about this pilot because it was the story of five young women ages like 18 to 21 who were going to a convent to explore the possibility of having a vocation of being a nun. And so this show the proposal was to have this show follow them and to follow this exercise of discernment as they explored this possibility. So when I heard somebody had done a TV show about that, of course I was going to check in. So I watched the show, and in the first episode, the morning, the young women arrived at the convent, and then the next morning, and they were welcomed, and there was a party, and then the next morning, they were to get up at a certain time and meet the sister who was going to lead their discernment. So they got up, and they arrived, and one of the young women was very nicely dressed with very nice makeup on, not wrong, you know, not racy or anything, but just really very well appointed. And the nun said to her, "Now, we don't wear makeup." The young woman kind of freaked out. "I have to wear my makeup." The nun said, "Well, here our focus is on your inner beauty." The young woman said, "But I really need, this is really important to me, and I really..." The nun said, "What you need to understand is that you are a beautiful daughter of God. Makeup or no. So no makeup. Tomorrow, no makeup." And this was really, really hard for this young woman. And later the camera filmed her and she talked about how she felt teased as a young girl about not looking good and how maintaining a very nice, good-looking appearance was so important to her, and how committed she was to that. And she even had some tears around it. And I thought, probably people don't get this. But what the nun was trying to teach her is an ancient monastic practice called dispassion. Dispassion is very similar to the Buddhist concept of non-attachment. What dispassion is about is not that we should give up our feelings, right? Some people misunderstand dispassion as you shouldn't have your feelings. You shouldn't, you know, love people or enjoy a certain thing or whatever. And that's not it at all. Dispassion is about when our passions take hold of us. When our passions have us instead of we have our passions. When we cling or attach to those passions. And what happens is just like the incident that I saw on TV with the nun and this young woman, is that when we cling to our passions, we end up really acting like the definition of us is very tiny and nowhere near the expansive, wonderful us that God sees. So every time she put on her makeup, she was putting it on in reaction to those people who told her she was ugly when she was younger. So without dispassion, she was holding on to that understanding of herself. And the nun was trying to call her into an awareness that she's a beautiful daughter of God, and that is not even up for discussion. That's dispassion. That's dispassion. It's not clinging on to things, not holding on to our passions, and holding on to them so tight that we get white-knuckled and we start shrinking our definition of ourselves, or worse yet, shrinking the definition of someone else and making them smaller than they really are. So the challenge in dispassion is to be able to let go of those things. And that's what today's gospel reading was about. There are many elements of dispassion in today's gospel reading. In the first scene in the gospel that we heard today, Jesus goes to his hometown, and he goes there and he preaches, and for a moment, folks perceive his wisdom, but just for a moment. And then their passionate attachment to what they knew about him from before pulls it away from them. So for a moment they see, wow, he's wise. Where did he get that? And then a minute later, wait a minute, isn't he Mary's son? Eugene Peterson's paraphrase of the Bible, The Message, is usually quite good. I don't always agree with Peterson, but most of the time I do. And in this particular, his particular translation of this story catches it perfectly. Listen to this. He left there and returned to his hometown. His disciples came along. On the Sabbath, he gave a lecture in the meeting place. He made a real hit, impressing everyone. We had no idea he was this good, they said. How did he get so wise all of a sudden? Get such ability? But in the next breath, they were cutting him down. He's just a carpenter, Mary's boy. We've known him since he was a kid. We know his brother, James, Justice, Jude, and Simon, and his sisters. Who does he think he is? They tripped over what little they knew about him and fell sprawling, and they never got any further. That's attaching to your passions. They were passionately attached to their idea that everyone is defined by what they know about their family, by their social status, by their place in society. He's just a worker. He couldn't possibly be wise. He's Mary's kid. Who does he think he is? Attaching to those things is precisely what dispassion attempts to address. What are we clinging to? What are we holding on to? What are we holding on to that makes us small or that makes other people small? That's the challenge. In our society right now, the world is very divided and people are hurling insults at each other. We need a little dispassion, a little less connection and clinging to those things. It would do us all and our world a lot of good to develop some dispassion. I was thinking about this week, and I realized that one of the places that I learned dispassion was in CPE, Clinical Pastoral Education. And this year, Michael Hewson and Barrett Lee are going to be taking CPE this fall, so we're very excited for them. And one of the reasons that you learn non-attachment or dispassion in CPE is because you show up, they may give you a little teaching or something, and then they say, here's your unit, go see patients. And you're like, really? Seriously? I'm supposed to do this now? All by myself? Right? And you just have to go. And you don't know what you're going to run into. You never know. But you get to go and do it. So you can't be attached. And I couldn't walk in the room thinking I knew what I was doing because I didn't. So I had to depend on the Holy Spirit to help me. Right? And especially because my unit was a level one regional trauma center on the south side of Chicago when I did my residency. I didn't know what I was getting into when I went into the ER, and we didn't know what was coming into the ER when we got there. So you have to learn a little dispassion. You have to just go with what comes and cling to the only thing that's worth clinging to. The Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus does with his disciples. He sends them out on a missionary journey. And when he sends them out on a missionary journey, he breaks all of mom's rules about safe travel. Right? He breaks all the rules, right? You're not supposed to take an extra coat in case it's cold. You're not supposed to take extra cash in case you need to get a cab to get home. He sends them out with all the things that you're not to, there's nothing there to make them feel safe. Nothing there for them to cling to. They need to go into town and depend on others and depend on God. And here's the tricky part, because Jesus always like takes a teaching and then takes it one step further. Or when I don't like the teaching, I describe it this way. Here's the line and he steps over it. Right? Jesus does that a lot, right? So they don't even get to be attached to their successes or failures. If the town accepts their peace, they get to say, cool, and go on to the next town. If the town doesn't accept what they have to say, they're supposed to knock the dust off their feet and keep on walking. They don't get even to cling on to how stupid those people were. They didn't listen to me. I don't like them. They were clearly stubborn. That's all passion. And Jesus sends them out with the directions of dispassion. How many of us know somebody who's committed to being cranky and unhappy? That's passion too. And dispassion calls us to let that go, to not cling to it. So the challenge in life is, what are we clinging to? What are we holding on to too tightly? What is it that if we let loose of it a little bit, we'll find ourselves more free? We'll understand ourselves a little bit bigger than the little boxes we give ourselves and others. Where do we have to loosen up? I was looking at a t-shirt, online t-shirt thing the other day, and I saw a t-shirt that said, if you love something, let it go. If it doesn't come back, hunt it down and kill it. Isn't that awful? Right? But I chuckled that it came up when I was on my iPad, because that was exactly in line with today, what I was thinking about for today, right? That's the opposite of dispassion. That's the opposite of dispassion. And so we make jokes about it because we're uncomfortable with dispassion. So today's gospel reading, imagine Jesus sending you out with nothing to depend on but him. How would you do? What would that be like? Because that's the challenge of life. Not that we can't enjoy things and love people and all the rest of it. That's all perfectly fine. The sneaky, hard, difficult part is, what are we clinging to that's keeping us small? How do we go out from here, sent by Jesus with dispassion?
As you are able, please stand and face east, the direction of sunrise and a symbol of the resurrection, as we recite the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit, and was with Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He descended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Peace, we pray to you, Lord God.
For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and those who are alone.
We pray for Donald, our president, for the legislative and judicial branches of our government. We pray for Stephen, Courtney, James, Joe, Nathan, and Sarah, who serve in our armed forces, and for all people everywhere.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
We pray for the improvement of our societies, our natural environment, and our hearts.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
We pray for those who are addicted and those in recovery. We pray for the sick, especially Mike, James, Stephen, Carolyn, Ken, Ruthie, George, Hope, Harlan, Jennifer, Charlotte, Dan, Christine, Ken, Pam, Ron, Cliff, Carol, Mary, Caitlin, Dorothy, Carolyn, Helen, Jessica, Rusty. We pray for the victims of natural disaster.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friends, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel, and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, for Wayne, our bishop, for Randall, our priest, Greg, our deacon, and Michael in deacon's formation, for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God and His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, praying especially for Kalamazoo, Portage, and surrounding communities, for the vibrancy of our witness to Christ's love, and for the courage and capacity to serve in Christ's name.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life, for those who are celebrating birthdays, Peggy, Sarah, Adam, Robert, Adam, Laura, Emma. For those who are celebrating wedding anniversaries, Kelly and Art, Jan and John, Mary and Tom. For those who are celebrating baptismal anniversaries, Carly, Eric, Adam, Violet, Jason, Barrett.
We exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Remembering especially George, Kim, Donald, Roberto.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Put their trust in you.
Loving Jesus, protect and sustain us with your hand. Open the door of your love, that sealed with your wisdom, we may be free to serve you with joy.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God, our neighbors, and ourselves.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by all we have done, and by all we have not done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us.
Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through the grace of Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in everlasting life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge the divine name. But do not forget to do good and to share what you have, for such offerings are pleasing to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. From before time you made ready the creation. Your Spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being. Sun, moon, and stars, earth, winds, and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways. But we rebelled against you and wandered far away. And yet, as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. Time and again you called us to live in the fullness of your love. And so this day we join with saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to magnify you as we sing.
Holy, holy, holy,
honor and praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death, and to reveal the riches of your grace. You looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick, and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer you our gifts of bread and wine and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth and make us your new creation, the body of Christ given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with Mary the God-bearer and all your saints from every tribe and language and people and nation to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please be seated.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for being here.
Please stand.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, eternal majesty, incarnate word and abiding spirit, be amongst us and remain with us forever. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.